Magazine for making us the area's best radio station.
Now, back to our regular programming.
930 WFMD.
The Morning News Express, 621 at WFMD. Time now to have our conversation. We have a monthly conversation with the county executive of Frederick County. Her name is Jan Gardner. And County Executive Gardner, appreciate you being up so early in the morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Bob.
Well, let's get right to it. I mean, there's you know, lots of stuff I'm sure going on, but you know, I got the memo, I got the breakdown, the budget message that was delivered on April 12th, 2018. And let's talk a little bit about the fiscal year 2019 annual operating budget.
Okay.
It's how much money are we do we need to run the county?
Well, this budget is about $600 million. Over half of that goes to education, which includes Frederick County Public Schools, the community college, and our library system. And so the budget is pretty simple this year, to be honest with you. It really funds education at maintenance of effort. We had 800 new students, so that's $5 million. It adds $7.2 million to which mostly will be used to fund the third year of the transition to a new pay scale for teachers and staff in our classrooms. And then there's a raise for county employees, step increase. And then very little beyond that was actually funded in the budget. There's very few new positions. So I think highlights in terms of new initiatives, there is a decision to, or at least a proposal, to dedicate a small amount of recordation tax revenue for the Housing Initiative Fund, which will be used primarily to leverage federal dollars to create workforce housing in our community, because we really do have an issue with people being able to afford to live and work here. And so that is not subsidized housing. That's really where the federal government gives a tax credit to a developer, and then the developer, in exchange, promises to have a lower cost for the end home buyer or for rental property. And then there's one-time seed money, which is really leftover snow removal money, to try to incentivize a detox center in the county for a private partner who does substance abuse and detox to open up such a center here. We certainly don't want to get into the business, but there are startup costs to this, and we certainly know the opioid and heroin addiction issue in our county is significant.
So let's go back a little bit, because you know, you rattled off a bunch, and it's a big budget. But I want to start off with Frederick County Public Schools, and okay. As you said, the bulk of the money goes to almost half, if not more than half, goes to Frederick County Board of Education and funding of public schools. Do you ever sit there when you write that budget, going, "Oh my, that's an awful lot of money"? And secondly, you added to the maintenance of effort. Now, it says here they include approximately $5 million in mandated maintenance of effort. So in other words, there is a formula, correct, about how much money per student. Is that set by the county or is that set by the state?
That's set by the state. And basically what the state law says is you have to fund the same amount per pupil that you spent the year before. So when we have 800 new students in our school system, you have to multiply 800 times your per pupil spending allotment. And that's essentially how you come up with that $5 million. So mandates are quite significant to the county budget. Over half of the spending is actually mandated. In fact, about 80% of our budget is mandated. Less than 20% is actually discretionary. So the county is required to spend a certain dollar amount on public education. Now, again, that accommodates that growing population. So when we have more students, we need more teachers. We need more supplies and books and other materials. And it also helps us to accommodate that growth with new schools in terms of When we build a new school, obviously there's operating costs with it. So this year we'll open two new elementary schools in the county, and obviously there's a cost to heat them and insure them and to just basically get them up and going.
So now, if I'm not mistaken, the budget also provides $7.2 million above maintenance and effort, which you mentioned will be part of your promise to give teachers and staff pay raises, put them on a different scale. But then doesn't that mean that it's the bottom line to the maintenance of effort? And so then next year you're going to have mandated at least $7.2 million more next year for the maintenance of effort?
It does do that, Bob. It does raise that floor for maintenance of effort. But if you never fund above maintenance of effort, you really do starve your schools. You need to make sure that you can obviously have competitive salaries. You also have other costs in education that go up. And, of course, we're doing this entire budget and all the budgets that I proposed during my 4 years as county executive have held the line on taxes. I think they've been sensible and balanced and fiscally responsible. So we have not raised property tax rates or income tax rates the entire time of this administration.
Could you not, as county executive, not do the add to the bottom line the maintenance of effort and give the same amount of money as one-time giving? And not make it to where, at least in my opinion, and I hate to use this word, but saddle the taxpayers with a now higher bottom figure, bottom line that you have to provide funding for schools if times don't get as nice down the road. I mean, we're living in kind of an economic boom right now. And I think, you know, everything's rosy. It won't always be that way, but you now have added, how much to the maintenance of effort since you've been in office?
About $30 million.
Okay.
And so actually about $32 million. So here's the problem with only providing one-time money, because some one-time money is generally provided for things that you purchase and then don't have to spend again. You can't do an ongoing expense. It'd really be fiscally irresponsible to fund an ongoing expense with one-time money. And so most of the expenses that we have are ongoing expenses. And so whether it's in county government or in Frederick County Public Schools, and you can create a structural deficit when you actually try to fund an ongoing expense with one-time money. So I think it's important. I understand your point, Bob, about the fact that there may be lean times sometimes in the future. And so we do plan for that. For instance, I have every year put money into reserves and put money aside for a rainy day. And that's really important because the last Board of County Commissioners raided reserves their last year in office and took about $8.5 million out of reserves. So I've restored that and replenished that, and I think that's been very important for our AAA bond rating. But also, if you go back and look at the recession that we had in 2008, 9, and 10, which I remember very clearly because we actually reduced the overall budget by $38 million. I'm really the only elected official who can tell you they adopted a budget smaller 1 year than the year before. And the Board of Education did contribute and give money back to help make that work. And so we're all partners in reducing budgets. Certainly, most county departments this year did not get anything new to accomplish their missions. And we're trying to really be very frugal and very responsible with our tax dollars to make sure that we have a high quality of life here in Frederick County. People want to have great schools, not just the parents, but grandparents. And certainly our business community wants to have great schools so that they have the workforce they need to continue to fill the jobs in the county. You know, we're very lucky to have a fairly strong economy here in Frederick County. We are now up over 101,500 jobs in Frederick County, and we've certainly seen a net job growth of about 5,500 jobs over the last 3 years. And that's a positive for our community because we want more people to be able to live here and to work here.
Let me interrupt you there. Can you hang on? We'll talk more with the County Executive, Jan Gardner, coming up on the Morning News Express. But first, let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. Diana Gibson has the details.
Slow on 270 southbound this morning, or FMD. The Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
Morning News Express, 6:37 at WFMD. I know we're a little bit behind with our time. We'll get to traffic here in just a second. We're talking with County Executive Jan Gardner, and we've been talking about the budget process. Now, this is the budget. There's no more talking. Is this you now have put this out there, and it is, or do we now still go back and have public meetings about this, or does the county council have to approve this, or is this it?
Well, the county council has to approve it. So they had a public hearing last night on the Board of Education portion of the budget. And they have a public hearing actually tonight on all other aspects of the budget. They will have budget meetings they'll meet with many of the division directors. They don't meet all the time with all of them, but they meet with whoever they want to ask to have come in and present to them. And they will have discussions on the budget. They do have the ability to reduce the budget, which is per the charter. They can add money to public education, which is allowed by state law. And I've always told the council, if as a group they come together and say, hey, we really want to fund this particular item, and so we've agreed we should take money from here and put it over here, I've always told them that I would entertain that. The big challenge that I've had in that regard is I have individual council members who want to make some kind of change, but they don't have a majority that wants to make that kind of change. So I can't accommodate, I can accommodate a majority agreed upon mm-hmm. change,
yeah.
but not a individual person's change necessarily.
Yeah. All right. Let me interrupt you there. We got to take another break here at the Morning News Express. Get a check on your 930 WFMD traffic. For Bay Maryland commuters, Diana Gibson has the details for that.
FMD.
6:42 at WFMD. It's wrap up our conversation with the County Executive Jan Gardner here on the Morning News Express, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. You know, Executive Gardner, I got a question from somebody, and I think I answered it when I got it. We were talking about it when this came out and your budget, and they said, well, ask her what she's doing with the pension for county employees. And I know that that was like the third bullet point or the fourth bullet point in your letter of your budget message.
Yeah, pensions in Frederick County government are in very good shape. We're very close to being 100% funded. You hear problems with pensions in other places around the country, but they're not a problem in Frederick County. We've consistently, over decades, always lived up to our pension contribution. In good times, back in the mid, 2005, 2006, when we had a lot of revenue coming in because real estate was hot, we actually did put some money into the pension fund above and beyond at that point in time. So our pension plan is in great shape. So that's one thing Frederick County can be proud of. And again, I think that's one reason why we are a medium-sized county with a AAA bond rating from all three rating agencies.
I want to know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was looking through, I haven't looked through the whole budget. I'll be honest with you. I went through the information that you sent out to us. So I'm looking at that. One of the areas that I really don't see, and that is the sheriff's department. Did Sheriff Jenkins ask for more money? Did he not ask for more money? Ask for the same amount of money? Did this not get the funding that, with the opioid crisis that you kind of list here, that you would think that we would need more police on the streets. Now, I don't know. He might not have asked for it.
Well,
more police on the streets. Now, I don't know. He might not have asked for it.
Well, public safety and both fire and police did ask for more people, which they customarily ask for every year. We have added more people at each of my first three budgets. Right now, particularly in the sheriff's office, we do have a fair number of positions that have not been filled. The positions we added last year were mid-year positions. And so while there was a request for positions, I believe the sheriff is okay with the situation the way it is. I do always talk to people, including the sheriff, about the budget. He is supportive of the fact that we're putting out this $500,000 to incentivize a detox center. Obviously, the sheriff's office deals a lot with the substance abuse and the overdose issue that we have. And quite frankly, probably everybody listening to this knows somebody whose family has been touched by this. And one of the things we do not have in Frederick County, to the degree we need it, is detox and substance abuse treatment. And so incentivizing that so that we can get another provider to come in and do a detox center that's open 24/7 so law enforcement has some place to take people is something that I think is very important.
Now, when you say incentivize, are you looking at you're not looking to do this on a county level and build it and fund it and staff it. You're looking for a private company to come in or a nonprofit company to come in and do that and just give them tax breaks and some seed money?
We're going to give them one-time seed money, okay. $500,000, which is leftover money that was not spent this year from snow removal, which would normally fall to the bottom line, to take that and to put it out with a request for proposals, a request for interest for a private sector or nonprofit agency to come in and start up another detox center here in Frederick County, because it's something that we need. And I have a heroin consortium that meets every quarter that has law enforcement and our the health department, the hospital, a variety of other nonprofits, providers, the court system, a lot of different agencies that participate in it. And we really want to be able to have a place to take people when they enter the system anywhere, so that they can get the help that they need. Because people can recover from addiction, but they do, and there is hope for recovery, but they need to do that. So we basically are just trying to incentivize it, because there is $1 million to $2 million startup cost for one of these types of centers.
All right. There's lots more. Of course, there's a meeting tonight. County Executive Jan Gardner, we appreciate it, not the meeting on that, but a budget meeting. Is that open to the public, that meeting tonight?
It certainly is. It's a county council public hearing on the budget. They need to adopt the budget by the end of May, and they can propose changes to the budget. They can reduce the budget. The council also sets the tax rate. They are required to set the tax rate equal to what's needed to support the budget. And I will make one point before I close, Bob. Over the 4 years of my administration, the budget has grown about $82 million. That compares to the prior administration, last Board of County Commissioners. Over 4 years, their budget went up $87 million. So spending is growing modestly as the our economy thrives in our community. But we are really focused in this administration on spending money on education and public safety. And we're doing that this year by making sure that we pay those sheriff deputies, pay those firefighters, and that we make sure that we can keep these employees here in Frederick County serving our community. We're very fortunate to have great public schools, to live in a safe place, and to have some really high-quality services. I never spend a lot of time talking to you about parks and libraries and some of the other functions that we have, but we do have great parks. People should go visit them. We have some great libraries. We just opened a new branch library in Walkersville. We had 3,000 people come through the door the first day. Really, come and enjoy what Frederick County has to offer.
County Executive Jan Gardner, appreciate your time.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. It's the Morning News Express on WFMD.
Good morning, WFMD News. Health officials.